Osiris.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of 8 cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hola, hola, hola. Soy, I am Catalina García Barahona, because in Colombia we use two last names. And I was born and raised in Cali, Colombia. I have a band that it's called Monsieur Periné. Monsieur Periné. We have been making music for, I don't know, like almost 14 years. We have 4 albums. Called the first one is called Hecho Mano, the second Caja de Música, the third Encanto Tropical, and the newest, it's called Bolero Apocalíptico.
Allons ensemble nous promener pour goûter la liberté de découvrir notre chemin.
I'm here in LA because I'm gonna sing with some of my female colleagues that I admire a lot in Un Canto en Resistencia with the Philharmonic Orchestra
and Dudamel.
Gustavo Dudamel. Yeah. Yes. I feel that I can share what I am, and I love to share it, and I do it with this passion that I have inside, and with a huge commitment of being true to myself. For Latin American people, being born and raised in South America, and for me in Colombia, means to be surrounded all the time by fear and also by resilience, mm-hmm. and by corruption and also by hope, and by violence and also by art.
Je veux rester tout près de toi.
Hello again, everybody. You're tuned in once again to the show On the Road, our little musical vacation where we dive into the songs and the works of artists from all around the world. And this week, we are going to Colombia. Or actually, Colombia came to us. I was able to have a very moving conversation with the amazing Catalina Garcia of Monsieur Periné, and their new record, Bolero Apocalíptico, I think really speaks to our times in a disturbingly relevant way. We actually joked during this conversation that maybe we're playing the music at the edge of the Titanic as it's slipping underneath the icy waves, and we don't even know we're on the sinking ship. You can hear in Catalina's voice throughout Bolero Apocalíptico that maybe she doesn't know what her responsibility is at the end of the world. Is it to lift people up, make people smile, make people dance? Or is it to shine a light into the darkness and say, hey, something is wrong here, and we have to stop it before it's too late? And while we may be far away from the teeming streets of Bogota or Cali, where Catalina is from, we can understand that modern society has a bit of a split personality. I love what she mentioned earlier in our conversation. We are surrounded by fear and resilience, corruption and yet hope, violence, and the art that comes out of the pain that comes from that violence. And of course, artists have no real power to change anything, right? They're just writing songs about what they see. And yet, what did the fool do in each Shakespearean tragedy? They spoke to power. They made people uncomfortable. They made them laugh. They made them sing. And the songs made them remember. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here. And a big congrats to Moncia Perenet. They just won the Latin Grammy for Best Alternative Album. Let's dive in with Catalina right now. You know, I've mentioned that I kind of fell in love with your music probably at the beginning when in LA here the swing revival came back around. Everyone was, you know, going to these clubs wearing, you know, suspenders and, you know, bowler hats like we're back in the 30s, you know. And, you know, in some ways people think that music is cheesy or it's like, you know, it's like grandpa music or something, mm-hmm. except that grandpas are pretty cool.
I love my grandpa, and I would give, I don't know, anything to have it here alive with me. He's like the spirit
music?
of what I do. He used to sing. He teach me to love music, to love to express myself, to, you know, I used to act with him and improvise, and he's like my guide, you know. Being grandpa, it's like the coolest thing in the world. I think there are no... It's like a pretty special gift when you have the chance to have a grandpa or a grandma. It's amazing.
I know. I wish my my grandpa was still around. He worked for NASA, the space program, and the government, and put basically satellites in the sky that enable GPS for your phones. You know,
he's a very smart guy.
Very smart guy. But he was really into music. Sort of as like a scientist, he would love to like look at the lyrics and like make notes on them and send them back to me, you know. But, you know, this new record, it feels to me like if we were going into an old musical romance, but that's set on this futuristic island where climate has deteriorated. Where the climate has deteriorated to the point where we're fighting for our lives, but still sort of in love with the world and each other.
But
and
it's
trying
not,
to make
it's not futuristic. We are not living in the future, are you?
But it feels like it could be like a vision of the future, almost like
tomorrow.
Yes, yeah,
like in tonight.
It's already deteriorated.
I think we are living that moment. You know, that's why we create this album. I think the how do you say it in English?
Apocalypse
is now, you know?
Yeah.
We are living the apocalypse. And yeah, definitely there are too many things that don't work anymore. Like the way we used to relate with Earth is not the way, you know?
Right.
So we have to revalue everything, and in the meantime we don't know how to survive to all this chaos and climate change and everything that we created that is so repressive, and, you know, like violence and disconnection, mental illness, and, you know, like hunger, and I don't know, like everything is so dark. But also, we are alive and we have this gift, and to wake up every day and to feel gratitude because, you know, you have a bed and you could sleep and you have somebody that says hello, how are you, and touches
right.
you and makes you feel important and, you know, like value, and also you have your own energy to I don't know, to change your mood, to appreciate sun and flowers and, you know, your senses, then that's poetry. That's also beautiful, even if it's dark outside.
Well, I think you're bringing a sense of romance and humor to almost the end of the world, yeah. Right? Like, it's like the band on the Titanic who's like, you know, we're still gonna bring a little joy, yeah, as we slip underneath the icy water. You know, that opening track.
Prometeme.
Yeah, like if you have those nostalgic guitars, yes, starting it off, right? And a lot of these songs, it's almost they start lower in volume, it seems like you're almost opening this little peephole, and then when the full band, the orchestra, some of these more heavy, almost hip-hop style beats come in, you're like, oh, we are in the here and now, right? We're not back in grandpa's time. We're singing, yes, with people who see clearly what's happening.
Prometeme que iremos de la mano tú y yo, tumbando gobiernos, y triunfará el amor en medio de este infierno, poniendo alas en donde hay cuernos.
You speak in that song, I think, about loving the earth like it's the person that you're going to be with forever, and that relationship is very tense at times.
I think,
right?
There are no forevers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, until you die.
The only forever is now, you know. That's, I think, when you start understanding like the power of being in present time,
yeah,
it changes your mind and everything.
When you see that record opening with that song, what is the opening statement for you?
Oh my god. Well, the image that I had on mind with this song, it's like everything is so fucked up and the world is on fire and, you know, like everything is chaotic. And if I have the chance to be alive, then what I want to do is love, you know.
Mm.
All you need is love. It's already recorded. And it's so powerful to remind it and to connect with people that has that energy that makes you feel, you know, like alive, and celebrate that in, I don't know how, too many ways. It's not the fact, you know, it's not just to be happy, but to be alive and feel whatever it has to be felt.
How is your relationship, you know, with Santiago musically? How has it evolved from those beginning days?
Oh my god.
Because that is like a lifelong relationship at this point, you know?
Imagine, it's been like 15 years since we started.
Right.
So we have been playing together for 15 years.
Right.
He's like, when he's not with me and I have to sing, I feel incomplete.
Right.
And it's crazy because, I don't know, I love to make music with my friends, not just him.
Right.
But when I have to play, when I have to sing, I miss him a lot when he's not there, because it's like a symbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
How you say it in English?
Mm-hmm. Symbiosis. Yeah, it's like almost like a phantom limb.
Yeah.
It's like if it's cut off, you can't.
Yes,
you still
we are,
feel it.
We're like,
know.
I don't know, like mixed. And I love the way that he approaches to music, because he's very curious. He never loses like the necessity to learn more things, to feel and express his freedom about music and spontaneity, and mm-hmm, you know, like he's rare. He's like very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And this uniqueness way to feel, it's what I cherish the most. Like I love to have this for my side also. Like I think it's a complementary energy, and yeah, even if we are a lot of times in conflict, because he thinks that we should go to this way, and I think better to the other way, I think that conflict makes it more interesting. because we need to learn how to deal with conflict. Mm. And that's the human base, you know, conflict.
When you write a song like Tú y Yo, right, that, you know, in some parts of Latin America maybe is controversial, maybe not.
Yeah,
at this point.
We had, I don't know, like...
I mean, same-sex marriage is not legal in most places.
When we published that
probably.
Song, yeah. There were like 7,000 people that left our Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. 7,000.
I mean, you always assume that people in 2023 are like, all right, look, two people of the same sex,
open mind. Whatever.
They're going to love each other, it's okay. Even if they don't say like they should get married, the idea that they can fall in love and that be an accepted thing is, oh, you just think that that's there, but... Especially in these societies that are heavily Catholic, heavily religious, it's still a shame that we can't like look at for some reason. And you're writing these songs, obviously, to tell stories, but you're also a commercial band on a big label now.
Mm-hmm.
When you present a song like that, is it sort of like, who cares? Or is it... Or are you, like, worried that someone's going to judge you when you put something like that out?
You know, I am not afraid of being judged because I feel very... I feel that I can share what I am, and I love to share it. Ahora no sé si esta carta va a llegarte. No me resulta fácil confesarte que esta flor nos enamoró de otra flor. Ya no puedo esconderme, no quiero sentir miedo. Quiero entregarme libre, bailar entre tus dedos. Podemos intentarlo, no importa lo que digan. Y si esto no funciona, seré siempre tu amiga. Tú y Yo, it's a song that we wrote because we met Adinda. She was our bass player. She came from Holland and she stayed in Colombia with us many years. And she became like a sister for us. And she was so great. She is great because she's still alive and she's great. We love her so much. And she left a huge huella. How you say huella?
Like a mark? Or,
yes, yeah. A huge mark in our hearts. And when she left Colombia, and of course the band, she left because she found love.
Mm.
And she found love in her relationship with her best friend.
Mm.
But she never expected that was going to happen in her life. And now they are a family. They have two beautiful children.
Mm.
And... You know, that was a big lesson because sometimes you think that your work, you think that, I don't know, like, your work defines you. And it's more important to be committed with, like, the responsibilities that you have in work and whatever. And you lose the spontaneity and you lose the magic of... connecting with people, like real people, because of what you are.
Right.
Not what you have.
Right.
And that's love. So it was a huge lesson to let her go and celebrate her life.
Mm.
And that song, it's inspired by her story.
What did she think about it when she heard it?
She thought that I was dedicating the song to her. Like, oh my God, Kata, are you serious? Like, do you like me?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my
God.
She's
like, I'm married.
Yeah. Like, I have a girlfriend. And I was like, no, Adinda, this is inspired by you. And she was crying. And she was so happy. And, you know, it's my way to embrace her and all the stories, like powerful love stories that makes us, give you back your humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was fascinating to watch your, basically one of your first songs, Nuestra Canción, sort of come back around as this, TikTok dance hit, right? You know, we all were stuck inside our little silos during the pandemic and were doing some crazy stuff, you know, including dancing like idiots in our driveways. But I think it showed the sort of sweet side of humanity in a way. Like, you know, you mentioned, like, you saw grandparents dancing with their grandkids. They don't know you. It's like people all over the world. But it was a way for people to find joy in a dark time, maybe, you know? Did you watch some of those videos and, like, was it moving or is it, like, bizarre? Like, what did it feel like?
For me, it was a huge surprise. Because Nuestra Canción was released in 2015, and it's a big song for our fan base, but we never expected that, right. You know? We weren't TikTokers, we are not.
Yeah.
You know? So when I started, like, watching what was happening, I was like, what? I never expected that, and I had so much fun watching too many trends, like pet trends, booby trends, I don't know, like family trends, choreographies, and and empowerment trends, and I don't know, like everything, like huge celebrities in the world, and like people from I don't know how many cultures, like translating the song in different languages, and you know, any of them know who I am. They don't know my face. They don't know, you know, like, oh, this Monsieur Perinet star. No, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. And that's what I enjoy the most. You know, like, wow, the song is very powerful. It's not just, you know, like a marketing plan of anybody.
The ultimate lottery ticket that you find accidentally sometimes. It's funny, because when I first started listening to you, Monsieur Perrin, I was like, oh, I thought it was like an old French swing band from the 30s, you know, like an old, like one of those old, you know, band of old men in the back of the, you know, with a cool like lady singer, you know. And I know you mentioned, you know, in some interview that if we added Monsieur and make us seem like elegant or something, you know, like
let's play with the mind of people, you know, like there is this
is there an aura that you put
personas
on, like when you step into this band, when you go onto the stage at Disney Hall tomorrow night, is there a certain switch that you turn on?
Always. It's like super heroine, you know. It's like When you go on stage, it's a place, like a ritual place. Then your energy and all of yourself, it's open to an expansive sensation.
Mm.
And of course, there are many things that connect who I am and tells the story. Yeah, Monsieur Perinet was also a name that we create to mock.
Mm-hmm.
Like this
poke
kind
fun
of this kind of attitude, like ¿cómo se dice? Esta actitud snob, like snob attitude, that you know, people think that being a cultural accepted in Europe, it's better than, you know, being your own and impress your own roots. And it was a little bit a joke for us. And, you know, because Perinet's a word in Spanish. It's not a word in French. So we create this personaje that looks like French, but it's not. Everyone and everybody has a Perinet. So go ahead and look for your Perinet, your own Perinet. Where is it?
Well, when those people who maybe think you're just an old jazz band or something hear no. Cumbia Valiente, you know, with Anna.
We don't like to define music in
it's a completely
just one...
different direction, right?
Yeah,
but
everything.
It feels totally you. You know, it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. But you have that more Afro-Colombian dance cumbia beat going with that. Does that song feel sort of more like who you are, or is it all just sort of part of the mosaic?
Yes, I think all the music that I do and that we do, it's who we are.
Yeah.
It's part of who we are. Everything is connected. And of course, I'm Colombian, and, you know, I was born in Cali, but I am from this earth. And I yeah. have the chance to celebrate it through music and to start, like, asking and, you know, like, finding what it is to be born in this planet so diverse and, you know, I think that's powerful.
Prefiero luchar y morirme de pie. Para que callen las armas, para que llueva café, para que vuelen las aves, yo cantaré.
When you're singing in that song, the Cumbia Valiente, you know, you're asking for mm-hmm. a different type of freedom, like a whole, full freedom. Like, what do you really mean by that?
Cumbia Valiente.
Yeah.
I think cumbia, as a kind of a seed, I think cumbia has, you know, like, it's like a seed that has been planted in our DNA all around Latin America, from north of Mexico to south of Argentina. We celebrate what we are through the cumbia, and it's music from the people, for people, everywhere. Like, it doesn't matter where you live or who you are. When you hear a cumbia, you recognize yourself as corn, you know, as maíz for us. That has been our main alimento that we share all around the continent. Cumbia has also this power of resilience and to connect our stories. And so it was 2020 during pandemia in Colombia and different countries in South America. We were experiencing really rough political, social times. A lot of repression, a lot of corruption, as always. But, you know, it was very hard to be, you know, like, going through a pandemic and having to struggle so much just to have something to eat. And, you know, like, everyone was on the street, and inspired also by what was going on in Chile and Argentina, many artists in Colombia, we decided to create a safe space for people on streets to express themselves, to protest, you know. There was a lot of persecution, like political persecution, because of that, for many artists in different anywhere in Colombia. So I was feeling very frustrated, anger and fear. And the only way to heal and keep, you know, like, alive the message was to create a song for me. It's my way. So it's a statement of resilience and also a celebration, because we have voices.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you learn that you have a voice, then you make, you
gotta use it.
You gotta use it. Yeah.
Well, I'm super glad that you're here. You know, Disney Hall, I think, is one of the most transcendent places to play music in the world right now. So that'll be a magical...
Yeah.
Night. The last question I'll ask you before we go is, of all the shows you've played, is there a moment where you're like, if there is heaven, this is it.
I think many of them. And I hope tomorrow is going to be one of them. Because,
give me your number one rock star moment.
Number one rock star moment? Oh, no. This is like the kind of question that I get blocked. I don't know. I think I enjoy so much being on stage.
Like if you could play one venue before you die.
Too many. But I remember, for example, one image that just came to my head was one here in Santa Monica Pier. And it was really special because it was the sunset. And I love sunset. And it was in front of the sea. So, oh my God, it's like, you know, it's absolutely magical. Life is so meaningful when you are connected to, you know, like, to Earth.
I know, I miss
and
those
watching
concerts.
People so happy.
They haven't brought those concerts
like,
back
in,
since the pandemic.
Over the sand and dancing and the sun and sunset and it was beautiful. So it's like, what else? What else do you need?
Correct answer. Yeah, that my band opened for Trombone Shorty down there years ago, and it was just like, I live 5 minutes from there, so it's probably not as like, I shouldn't be that excited. I go to the pier all the time, but it was just like, yeah, this is great.
Yes.
Can we do this all the time?
You are connected.
Let's do this all the time.
Yeah.
Well, have a great show tomorrow.
Thank you.
And congrats on the new record. And can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Big thanks once again to Catalina Garcia of Monsieur Perinet for diving through their work with me. And big thanks to Sony Ladin also for introducing me to her. And man, they just won the Latin Grammy. So you got to listen to this record, Bolero Apocalíptico. It is truly wondrous. And go see them live. I'm sorry you missed her appearance at Disney Hall, but maybe they'll be back. Who knows? If you love Spanish language music as much as I do, please dive into our previous episode, my talk with Ile, who's an amazing star from Puerto Rico, and my talk with Silvana Estrada, the rising star out of Veracruz, Mexico. If you're wildly curious about what my band Dust Bowl Revival is up to, because of course you are, we'll be heading down to Solana Beach near San Diego to play our first headlining set at Belly Up. Please check that out December 7th, and then we'll be heading to Tucson and Phoenix the 8th and 9th, and we'll be heading up to Northern California to play Almost Famous Wine in Livermore and the big show December 15th here in LA at Venice West. Please check it out, dustbowlrevival.com. As always, the show on the road is written, produced, and edited by yours truly, Z Lupitin, and we are part of the mighty Osiris Podcast Network. 7 a.m. on Saturday, you can listen to my radio show, the Sway Out West Radio Hour on 88.5 The SoCal Sound here in L.A., or you can listen online anywhere in the world. It's really fun. I bring in a lot of this music and music that I'm discovering every week in the universe. It just feels good to play music on the old school radio airwaves. Okay, I'm going to sign off there. Stay safe, stay creative, and we'll see you very soon on the trail.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others, photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com, and I'll see you there.